resilient and just more enjoyable places to be.
Just to point out to the council that it's protocol to clap, so that was we were clapping. Let's get back to the crux of it. You said the motion was in response to the tragic accidents that happened. That's the problem, you see. When you do things in response to events, you tend to get immediate responses to things. Now, everybody in this chamber wants to see the reduction of accidents, everybody does. But it's how you go about doing that. And it's, you know, the irony for me as well is that, you know, and again, I'm sorry to label the point here about politics and how you play politics. The fact of the matter is that, you know, let's just look at this. This is a party that objects to the scrapping of the bus lanes because they say that it will slow down traffic. That's what the argument is saying. If you scrap the bus lanes, it will slow down the buses. So do you want the buses in Prescott Road, for instance, or Smithdown Road to be able to continue to travel at 30 miles an hour, but everybody else has slowed down? So what's the position here in terms of a bit of clarity around it?
The reality is that
he's done that again, cut us off. I think he really needs to be sat in a corner somewhere. Unless he wants to say that he's been named and he's taken under 3 minutes. The reality is, though, here, is that this is something that is absolutely top priority for this city in terms of improving safety for cyclists, improving safety for everybody that uses our roads. And we can only do it if we've got a strategy. One that is actually something that means something and it enables us to do it, because there'll be lots of people, and I think the vast majority of reasonable people would accept that if we could have a blanket 20 mile an hour across the whole city or whatever, then something could work. But we're not going to get that. And we're not going to get it either on roads like Smithdown and Kensington, through Kensington, incidentally, which I live just off there, so I know all about it. And I don't think the Pelican crossings are in a bad way, they're the wrong way, they're all fine. So the bottom line is, you know, we're not going to knee-jerk to it. We'll look at it as the members here in this side are doing. And if you want to participate that and have a constructive... But this isn't a way to get that, to ask us to just name two roads because there's been accidents on them. You know, you might have had 6 accidents on Allerton Road last year or the year before, and the figures and the data we'd have to look at. But I just think it's a knee-jerk response from yourself, a knee-jerk reaction from yourself, again looking at particular sorts of opportunities to put stories in your leaflets that you've called for, and so we reject it.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'm unsure whether I need to declare an interest as somebody who lives right by the A57 and as someone who is the neighbour of the little girl who was actually knocked over not long ago and helped ferry the parents around as they were going through some time of distress. It's not very nice for anyone. Sorry, it's remiss of me not to have congratulated Councillor Crowe on his maiden speech. The point being that, you know, without putting words into the parents' mouths, they know I'm a councillor. You know, I said if there's any issues you want to raise, of course you can come to me, and so far they haven't, whether that indicates anything or not. However, there was another accident, which I think you're perhaps also referring to, which was about, again, a tragic accident, where a young boy came out of a side road, and he flew out on a bike. That young girl was actually knocked over at crossing by someone who'd failed to stop at the crossing when other traffic was already stopped. And so, if you were to take each of those incidents you can see, without saying what the full cause was, the definite cause was, there is a number of different ways that you can interpret it. And there are a number of different things that you can look at and say whether what the appropriate response should be. And that's actually why we have traffic engineers in our highways department to do that. And as someone who's worked in a highways department, we will have road safety engineers who will analyse the accident. They'll work with the police and the other emergency services to see what the most appropriate response should be for that location. And as that will feed into the wider strategy of the city about how we deal with our roads. So essentially what you're asking here is to try and prejudge what the conclusions of that would be. I just think that that's wrong. I congratulate you on bringing your motion to council. It is clearly an issue of concern, as Mayor Anderson has already indicated. Safety on our roads is one of our highest concerns. However, I wouldn't support the motion because I don't think it is informed enough. Thank you.
If the following speakers who have indicated they want to speak agree, we'll have time for everybody. So that's Councillor Kennedy, Councillor Moore, Councillor Coyne. Councillor Crome, do you want to respond at the end as your right to move the motion? Right, so if the next speakers are brief, we'll have time for everyone. Okay, Councillor Kennedy.
I'll try to be brief. The motion actually asks me to do something, so I think it's pretty imperative on me to respond to it and to explain why I'm not. Congratulations on bringing the motion. As someone who's a little bit older than you and been in politics a bit longer, I'll give you two pieces of advice on how to make an effective speech in council. One, believe in what you say, so it's sincerity. Right? And one, do a little bit of homework. Okay? And that's because the thing, what we've got here, really, is a motion which is based on very little homework, indeed, and possibly it was handed to you by somebody else. The administration has introduced the most radical measures aimed at speed reduction that Liverpool's ever seen. We've lowered speed limits, or are continuing to lower speed limits, in all residential roads across the city to 20 miles an hour. The completion of that programme is due next year. I'm happy, as the motion admits, that the programme has been well managed and enjoys popular support. And the focus of our efforts over the next year or two will be to complete that implementation and begin to assess the impact. This motion is a diversion from that and has the potential to disrupt the programme and impact on the measure of public compliance on which the project depends. The reason that it is a diversion is that the motion, as I say, has not depended on any homework. What it asks for actually goes against the guidance issued by the Department of Transport. What it also, and probably more serious, is it goes against the advice of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, which states 20 mile an hour limits are most appropriate for roads where average speeds are already low. The layout and use of the road must also give the clear impression that a 20 mile per hour speed or below is the most appropriate. The roads the councillor identifies in this motion are clearly not in accord with this advice. I can't see how the roads he identifies give a clear impression to drivers that 20 mile an hour is the most appropriate speed at which to be driving. The impact of this, even if we did reduce speeds to 20 mile an hour on these roads, would be to bring the current programme into disrepute. It would reduce the level of compliance that could be expected on any street or road with a 20 mile per hour limit. What the motion's asking me to do is go against the advice of this respected organisation responsible for safety on our roads. And if we turn to the advice offered by the Department of Transport, you'll learn that the full range of speed management measures should always be considered before a new speed limit is introduced. And yet this motion says just go straight into reducing speed limits on three roads in small sections of that road. So I have to say that the advice offered by the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents and the Department of Transport carries a heck of a lot more weight with me than a motion written on the back of a fag packet designed to try and gain the right of the high moral ground, with the hopeful outcome, as far as he or she is concerned, of gaining an electoral advantage. So my advice to council is, let's complete the current programme of 20-mile-per-hour limits in residential areas. That will be done by next year. Let's assess the impact of that programme following complete implementation, and we'll introduce further measures as and when required in cooperation with the police and other bodies to increase safety on those roads not covered by the policy. What I will endeavour to do, and I think the Mayor has already mentioned this and at least implied it, what I will do is invite the councillors who cover these areas mentioned in the motion to discuss with me and Highways officers what can be done to improve safety in the areas identified, but I will not be diverted from the continued implementation of 20-mile-per-hour limits across the rest of the city. Thank you.
Lord Mayor, first of all, can I congratulate Councillor Crone on his maiden speech? It is the first time I've heard him adequately make this argument, although it is by no means the first time I've heard Councillor Coyne try and make this argument. Indeed, I've lost count of the amount of times he has asked the same question. And of course, the answer was always the same as the one that Councillor Kennedy gave. Please let us gain public support. Please let us deliver the current programme of 20-mile-an-hour zones before we move on to anything else. Let's get the support of the public, let's see if it works, and then if appropriate, then if necessary, we'll move forward. Because I've also lost count of the amount of times me, officers and colleague cabinet members have spent in Traffic and Highways Representation Committees defending this policy that does have a huge degree of public support against a minority of people seeking to use that Trojan horse argument to derail the whole existing programme, a programme that everyone in this chamber supports. And what's so disappointing about this motion being brought now is that we're nearly there. We're halfway through Area 5 with only one area to go. Why spoil it? Why put everything at risk now? It's like a footballer dribbling up to the 18-yard box, seeing the goal, and rather than side-foot it in, deciding he wants to smash it from 18 yards out into the top corner. And of course the danger is, he's going to miss. You're putting this at risk, Councillor Coyne. Please let us concentrate on scoring the goal, rather than you and the Green Party showing off to the crowd because you think you know better than everybody else.
Please be assured that there's absolutely no intention to divert cabinet member from the programme that's been described. It's acknowledged it's a good programme, it's succeeding. However, there's no reason why the cabinet member couldn't do what is requested, which is to identify sections of roads, not just those ones that are listed, but everywhere. For example, just think about the bit of Smithdown Road that I have in mind, which I try to navigate as a cyclist, bit between Grant Avenue and Gainsborough Road. What you've got there is a conflict between two flows of traffic, the radial traffic and the circular traffic. It's a four-lane highway. If you're trying to get across and get in a position to move into Gainsborough Road from the Ellet Road area, it's very difficult to get through on a bike traffic when it's moving at 30 miles an hour. And there's no need for that traffic to reach that speed because of the number of traffic lights, which means that to accelerate up to 30, which pressure for the drivers would have you do, doesn't really save you any time. There's lots of short sections of roads where it would be beneficial for safety, to accommodate cyclists, and to reduce pollution, where 20 miles an hour would be a lot better. And then the main point is that we're no longer in the First Division, that Islington, who also reads the Department for Transport Guidance, has made all of the roads in its control 20 miles an hour. City of London's another one, it's a major city. Square mile is 20 miles an hour in all the roads. And for Bristol, as Councillor Crone mentions, the default is, it's got to be 20, unless you can show me why it should be any faster than that. Why can't we continue with the excellent programme that's been described, but also identify areas where we need to slow down the traffic for safety and also to glue together the separated halves of communities so that people can cross the road to do the shops and enjoy socialising with neighbours and strengthen those communities that are currently cut by fast traffic flows. There's nothing in this motion which you should find a problem with. It doesn't prescribe where you should make 20 miles an hour. It leaves it open to the cabinet member to listen to representations and identify these. You will only vote against this because it comes from us, not because of the merits in the case itself.
Councillor Crowe, if you want to respond
to today, thank you. Just responding to a few of the specific points. So Councillor Noakes points out that like highways engineers will make decisions, but we can sort of influence the direction of travel, and we can indicate as a council that we're committed to these kind of changes. And other specific points, you know, that this is a knee-jerk response to recent events, and that's not true. It was in our mayoral manifesto 2 years ago. So we've had this on the table for a long time. It's something we believe in, and we're sort of pursuing it for the right reasons, not just to try and get political advantage. The idea that we're trying to divert from the sort of programme that's happening, obviously that's not true, we completely support that. It's just about recognising that some roads that are currently excluded and will not be included, they could be appropriate and they could benefit from the slower speed, so it's just about making that option available to us and opening up the options. Thanks.
Yeah. Voting is now for against motion. All those in favour?
How are you guys, Catherine?